Welcome to A Bedtime Story. I'm Matthew Mitchell, and tonight's story is titled The Lost Cloud of Cuddles. Puff, a particularly fluffy cloud, was known throughout the sky for his extraordinary cuddliness. He wasn't just soft, he was hug-you-back soft, smelling faintly of warm cookies and gentle rain. One blustery Tuesday, a playful gust of wind named Windy Winston swooped by and, in a fit of overenthusiasm, scooped up Puff and carried him far, far away from his cloud family.
"Oh dear,"
Puff rumbled, trying to refluff his edges. He was utterly lost, hovering over a strange land filled with tall, pointy buildings and tiny, bustling specks that looked suspiciously like humans. He tried to introduce himself.
"Hello, I am Puff, a cloud of comfort,"
he boomed, but his voice was muffled by the city's hum. He saw a small child, a little girl named Lily, sitting on a park bench, looking rather sad. She was holding a worn teddy bear. Puff felt a pang of cloud empathy. He tried to float closer, but the city air currents were tricky. Then he had an idea. He concentrated all his cloud cuddliness, drawing it into a single, plump, fluffy corner of himself. With a gentle push, he detached a tiny, perfect piece of himself. It floated down, a miniature cloudlet of pure fluff, smelling faintly of cookies. Lily looked up as the cloudlet drifted toward her. It landed softly on her nose. She giggled, then hugged it. It felt just like a warm, soft blanket. Her sad face transformed into a wide smile. Puff watched, a happy glow spreading through his remaining fluff. He might be lost, but he had managed to spread a little comfort. He continued to float over the city, detaching tiny cloudlets of cuddles whenever he saw someone who looked like they needed a hug. A worried businessman found a cloudlet floating into his briefcase. A grumpy pigeon found one landing on his head, making him coo softly. By the time Windy Winston, feeling a bit guilty, finally swooped back to collect Puff, the fluffy cloud was a little smaller, but his heart was overflowing. He had brought joy to a bustling city, one tiny, cuddly cloud at a time, proving that even a lost cloud can find a purpose. And this has been a bedtime story. Good night.